So you've got a good idea, you think it's got legs, you think it'd be ideal for the NHS, but how do you get it into the NHS? Matt Newman joins us now. He's the man who's charged with trying to achieve that for maybe not all firms, but Matt, tell us a bit more about your role and what it is you're doing.
I'm the Deputy Director of the Accelerated Access Collaborative. So that's a unique partnership that exists between the NHS, the wider health family, government, patients, charities, and importantly industry as well. And the purpose of the AAC is to get the best innovations to patients faster. And we were formed in response to the Accelerated Access Review, which happened in 2016. And one of the distinct responses to that is the NHS Innovation Service. We've just gone into public beta back in July. And it is an online service where if you have a great idea that you want to get into the NHS, you can register that and you can access information and guidance at a basic and advanced level, but also create an innovation record with information about that innovation, and you will be guided to the most relevant organisations and support for your innovation, where you are in your journey, and that's open to everyone that's got a good idea.
Why the change and why the new name? It's the same mission, isn't it? But what's changed and what's different apart from the name?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And the predecessor service was called HealthTech Connect, and that was hosted by NICE. That service is now closed to new entrants, but if you are registered on that service, you will continue to be supported. So that will continue, but only for existing innovations. The big difference between the NHS Innovation Service and HealthTech Connect is that we've introduced a new active part of the service. So there's a needs assessment service in there, which is provided by a collaborative of academic health science networks, and they will pick up your innovation record and work with you to develop that, and then actively guide you to access support from the relevant organisations for where you are in your journey. So it's an evolution of the service. It is a new name and a new service. And we think it's got additional features which make it more useful.
I've been talking to some of the companies who are here kind of exhibiting the work that they're doing from all walks of life, all parts of the UK. But the one thing they always say to me, this morning at least, has been that it's really hard to make contacts. You know, they know they have good ideas, they think they have good ideas, but even that initial kind of contact with somebody to say, do you think this is a good idea? What should we do next? Has been quite hard. Is this an attempt to try and address that then?
Oh, you've just articulated the exact problem we're trying to solve. That's, you know, and we know that, and innovators have told us that for a while, and actually that was also one of the findings of the Accelerated Access Review. So entirely this is about active engagement and having a dialogue with the NHS and the right parts of the NHS, and what we're hoping is having that single innovation record within the service will mean that you don't have to repeat yourself so much and there's less duplication, and actually everyone can see, it's a transparent record, so everyone can see the advice that's already been given, and you won't be sent in circles. And so, as I say, you've really articulated the rather precise problem that the Innovation Service is designed to solve.
I suppose you have to be realistic. You can't take on everybody who comes to the door or emails you. They can't all be taken on, because I guess that just wouldn't be practical. Just listen to the head of NHS Digital say that he's a bit concerned that there are too many, you know, existing kind of programmes that may be great and may bear fruit on those that may not. So how do you kind of whittle down, but how do you kind of triage, you know, which services or which ideas go forward and which don't?
Yeah, great question. And that's really the power of the Needs Assessment Service. So the Needs Assessment Service is run by people that are expert in this area. So they see lots of innovation and they know what is out there at the moment and they know what is likely to be in demand from the NHS. In the future, we're going to be looking at including services on the Innovation Service like a demand signalling service. So you'll get a better view of what the NHS is really looking for and where unmet need is. The Innovation Service, I should add, is all based around, it's agnostic to innovations, and it is, the Innovation Service itself won't make judgment on an innovation. However, the support organisations within it are the experts, and they will. So if your innovation, for example, there is a good duplicate on the market, which is already out there and available through a framework, then supply chain will advise you that there's an alternative out there, and you know, may wish to think about what your route to market would be, or any alterations you might make to your innovation. So, you know, your question was absolutely right. This isn't carte blanche into the NHS, but this is access to really high quality expertise that will allow you to develop your idea and understand the market, and will promote the best innovations coming through.
Exciting times then. What role does the HSN network play within this then?
Critical, really. They're all partners to the Innovation Service, and the 15 AHSNs are founder partners. In addition to that, there's a smaller subset of the AHSNs that provide that needs assessment service because they have that expertise. So the AHSNs are part of our collaborative approach. They are core to it. And in reality, I think the AHSNs will provide a lot of the practical support. So innovators should expect, I think, to work with them closely.
And I imagine just finally, when it comes to kind of working as you are now, tail end of the pandemic, lots of interest, lots of eyes perhaps been open to the possibility of things like digital, remote working, things like that. An exciting time, as I say, to be involved in this. What's your initial hopes, and where do you hope to be? If we were to meet this time next year at this event, where do you hope that the organisation and the initiative that you're leading will be at?
Well, you're absolutely right. And if you look at the stats for what is coming through, we see predominantly digital innovations. They're the ones that need the most support. And that's reflective of the fact that the innovation pathway is probably the most, well, it's the least mature, actually. So these are the newest products. So we're still working through how to really fully adopt and support them. So yes, digital has a big space in it. And great question on where we want to be. We track the stats of how many people we're engaging with, and since we've moved into public beta, we've seen a big uptick. So over 100 people have created innovation records, for example. And a good outcome for us is that we have got the best innovations and the most promising things through into patient or to patients quicker as a result of the guidance that they've got. Now, in reality, in a year's time, we know that the pathways could take a bit longer. So we may not have things, you know, with a patient, but if we've advanced the best things, frankly, the UK is at the front of the queue for those things, that would be a great outcome. So I feel like a politician without putting numbers on it, but those are the kind of qualitative things, and feedback from innovators is really important. So the service is in public beta. If you're on the service, we want to hear from you about the improvements that we could make, and we want to be significantly advanced next year so it's more useful.
Well, good luck. And how can people then make contact with you? What's the best way of reaching you and your team?
Really easy. So innovation.nhs.uk. I'll say that again. innovation.nhs.uk is our website, and that is the front door to the portal. So front door to the Innovation Service. So go there, you can access the innovation guides. They're for everyone to access, doesn't require any registration, or you can answer some questions about your innovation and then go into completing an innovation record. And once you've got that innovation record, that will be picked up by the Needs Assessment Service, and you're contacted, you know, you're in the system and working with the full team.
We look forward to seeing your success in the future. Let's hope that it's bright and very innovative. Good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. This is Nigel Thompson at the Healthcare Excellent event at the Excel in London.
Thanks for listening to this AHSN Network podcast. There are many more available. Just search AHSN Network wherever you acquire your podcasts.